The Lord will look after his sheep. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is important in life. What do you feel if the Bible compares people with sheep? Most people don't want to be sheep. They find it to be a bad comparison. Most people want to be self-determined and strong-willed and know what they want in life, where they want to go, which seems opposite to be what sheep, the animal sheep, are. They seem to not exactly know what they want. They seem to not even know what is good for them. They need the shepherd to guide them on good green pastures and also to guide them, to give them time to digest, otherwise they would overeat, and so on, to give them enough water, but not too much, to protect them from wild animals. Most people don't want to be sheep. Most people know what they want, where they want to go, what career they want to achieve, and so on. But if we are honest, we also don't know what will happen along the way. Even someone is very strong-willed and thinks that he is master of his life, but who knows what will happen next. Maybe he gets a big accident or a serious disease, or maybe the career totally develops different than he thought, or maybe something happens in the family or whatever. We are not the Lord of the whole life. It is good to have a plan, but yet it is even more important to trust the Lord. In Ezekiel 34, verse 11, the Lord says, "I myself will search for my sheep and look after them." So God wants to find us, even though when we are lost, in our own ways and stuck somewhere, or when we have followed wrong paths, evil people or evil spirits, God wants to bring us back. He is searching for us. And also if we are lost in our own guilt and sin, he wants to bring us back and he wants to look after us. Also in Matthew 9, verse 36, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Lord, we thank you that you are the good shepherd, that we do not need to worry that you want to take anything away from us. You just want the best for us. You want to guide us through all good and bad times in life. And we thank you that you want to bring us also away from all evil ways, where we have gone our own ways, where we just listen to our own appetite and not to your commandments, where we have done wrong and sinned and loaded up guilt. You want to guide us back. Also from all evil ways that evil spirits try to guide us. You want to guide us a good way that is good for us and for the people surrounding us, for our loved ones and for all. And you also want to bring us into your eternal kingdom, where we praise you forever. Amen.